Chiefs color analyst for the radio network and right here on 96.5 The Fan, Danen Hughes. He's presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. How about Monday night, man? I mean, I know you're busy, but you got a Royals game going on as well about an hour or so before you guys get going.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, man. I mean, this is a special, special time. And I want to go back to a comment I've always made in regards to since Patrick Mahomes has been here. Like, there's a generation of people that like, think this is probably normal. Like, and
it's not.
A generation of kids. It's not. So, yeah, we should relish it in the moment. We should, just savor everything about this because football and baseball at the same time, pertinent games, Monday Night Football kind of reminds me of the day we got Brady benched when I think that was at the same time as – some magical baseball across the park as well. So, yeah, this was fun. This is going to be great.
Yeah, I think it was that Monday Night Patriots game. The next day was the wild card game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they beat him 40-10 or whatever. And then, but that was still, like, that was Alex Smith, and that was certainly, like, they were a lot better than they had been. But it wasn't the two biggest stars in their sport, right? Other than Shohei Ohtani, Bobby Witt Jr. is one of the three biggest stars in the entire sport. I think he's the second best player in the entire sport. And Patrick Mahomes is the best player in his sport. I think that's what stands out, Danen, is not only do they have two good teams at the same time, they have two of the biggest stars in their respective sports.
Oh, yeah, definitely stands out. I mean, those guys have pretty much been linked together, whether it's through their endorsements and, sponsorship of Community America Credit Union, just their age. Their appeal, there's just so much to love about each one of them, and obviously they show it all on the field. They've been exemplary in the community as well. So, like, all across the board, definitely a lot for us to be proud of in the Chiefs/Royals kingdom, and it's going to be fun to watch. Just to be able to see him on this stage, this is his first opportunity on a playoff stage. He's already come through in the clutch in the postseason so far. So, like, I just think it's really cool. And then to see each guy retweeting the other guy's posts and how they just kind of bounce things off of each other, how they are. I've seen Bobby Witt in pregame. I was down on the field when they played the Angels and seeing him interact with fans and signing autographs and being patient. Then obviously we know what Patrick is with his Mahomes Foundation. I mean, it's just, yeah, we get caught up in the X's and O's. We get caught up in the wins and losses, the batting averages, the MVPs, et cetera. But as far as the total package, each of those guys have been phenomenal. We got a lot to be proud of.
No question. As we're talking to Danen Hughes here on 96.5 The Fan, a little while ago, Danen, we heard from Patrick Mahomes, and he was asked about the play, of course, the interception that unfortunately ended up leading to an injury there for Rashee Rice. We don't know the full extent. Obviously, doesn't look good for him. And then Mahomes was asked about that sequence and how he felt, and he said, "I feel like bleep about it." Were you ever in a spot as either yourself or a teammate where, you know, it's a fluky play and you end up accidentally hurting a teammate of yours, and I'm sure you feel terrible about it?
Yeah, there's definitely been times where it's been friendly fire, where there's collisions on special teams or, unfortunately, maybe even in practice where you get tangled up with a guy, you know there's no ill intention, but you're just trying to make a football play. And that's the name of the game. I mean, we see guys collide in baseball in the outfield or things just happen. And I know based on the nature of that, Patrick really has to feel extra bad because, he threw the interception. He's the one that tried to go and make the hit. It was an outstanding play by Rashee Rice, an effort to dislodge the ball. But then to come up like that, that's something that he'll relive in his mind. I know that there were times when I played and I had injuries, and all you do is almost like when you lose a game. You just rethink, man, what could I have done differently? Could I have seen him quicker? Could I have just gone airborne and instead of planting my foot in the ground? Like, all of those things are things that just kind of go through your mind because you wish it would never happen. It was so fluky at the same time, but it's unfortunate because I think he was really emerging or has emerged as our number one, but then actually being a star on the complete NFL level at that wide receiver position with the numbers he was putting up, with the dependability that he had with Patrick, the relationship, Obviously, the numbers not being as high for Travis Kelce, so it almost amplified his play as well. And then we were undefeated. So, like, all of that encompassed together makes it really, really tough. And who knows how things are going to unfold with him getting back on the field, when he'll get back on the field. Obviously, he's got the legal stuff going on and potential suspension, et cetera. Like, there's a lot that's happening, and it's unfortunate.
Speaking of former Chiefs wide receiver Danan Hughes and current color analyst here on 96.5 The Fan, what do you make of the Saints? First 2 weeks, they're dropping 50 essentially on everybody. They're scoring less than 20 points a game in back-to-back losses at Philadelphia, or sorry, against Philadelphia and at Atlanta. Where do they rank in the scary team factor? First 2 weeks, you'd have been like, oh boy, that Monday night game is looking a lot different. But the offense has come crashing back to earth there.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a scary team for different reasons. When they were 2-0, they were scary because, you know, we always could tell that their defense with Cam Jordan and the Honey Badger, that their defense was always going to be stellar. And they've shown that kind of consistently. But when they were putting up those boatloads of points, that's when it really was a concern. Like, oh, wow, what is this team? And who is this team that, you know, I wouldn't say we thought would be a pushover for Monday Night Football, but we kind of wondered if it was going to be a team, you know, that if you looked at the first five games, I don't know initially when the schedule came out that you thought, well, this is going to be a tough game or the toughest of the five. But then as they started, you saw them put the numbers up offensively, and that's what really opened my eyes is that, oh, they can put numbers up in chunks, and Shaheed and Olave, I mean, they have some playmakers, and Derek Carr was playing out of his mind as well. But then they've come back down to earth over these last 2 weeks and figured out ways to lose games. And we've seen that with the Chargers. I mean, heck, Brendan Staley would still have a job if he knew how to not lose games supposed to be winning them, you know. And that's kind of what you saw over the last couple of weeks is, like, they could literally be 4-0. They could be with us and the Vikings as undefeated teams. And maybe in an argument, they probably should be. If you don't give up the big play to Dallas Goedert, and then you don't allow the Falcons, to escape with a win there, like, they could be 4-0. So they are a good team. I think they are probably of the better 2-2 teams in the league. And we're going to have our hands full. And you got some incentive with the Honey Badger coming back, Willie Gay Jr. Like, there's extra storylines. And then they don't want to be in a position where they're losing three straight games.
For the Chiefs offense, wide receiver-wise, is this just going to be an approach similar to last year now with the Rashee Rice injury? Is this Justin Watson isn't going to be asked to on a third down, they might need him for one big conversion. They might need Juju for a big third down conversion, and kind of they're going to have to piece this thing together.
Yeah, I think so. What I would like to see is, and I think it would bode well for the offense, is that if we have a receiver, kind of like what we saw with Justin Watson last year, at times, stretch the field. Like, it cannot be just Xavier Worthy's the only one that's running down the field and everybody else is just running across the field and hoping to get 5-yard catches and turn them into 15-yard gains. Like, I don't think that's going to bode well for our offense. So those other guys, like you mentioned, Juju, McColl, obviously Justin, he's made some plays deep down in plays and in opportunities in the past. Like, you got to stretch the field. That, to me, that was one of the big assets of having Rashee Rice, is that he can run horizontally, but he can also go vertically, like we saw against the Cincinnati Bengals. You lose that, so somebody else has got to fill those shoes to make those plays.
Danan, make sure you charge your phone for Monday. That way you can keep an eye on that Royals game before the Chiefs game starts.
Yeah, I have a feeling that there'll be a lot of people doing the same, so I'll be able to kind of lean over and look on Mitch's phone or somebody else's in the booth.
I'm hoping they show some of the highlights on the Jumbotron if something good happens.
Oh, I absolutely believe they will. I mean, that place will go. I mean, I've been at Arrowhead Stadium. We've been at Super Bowls. We've been for AFC Championships, and we've got the decibel level and the record and all that. But when I was at that Oakland A's game, wild card game.
Yeah.
Like, when it erupted at Kauffman, like, that was the loudest that I felt like I've ever been a part of in the stands. So the fan base, whether they're at the game or they are down at the Power and Light or wherever, it's going to be a fun Monday, and I'm sure they're going to. It'd be smart for the Chiefs to show some Royals highlights during timeouts.
No doubt about that. Danen, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll check in next week.
All right, sounds good, guys.